The Police Service of Northern Ireland has strongly condemned disorder in Ballymena last night. 15 officers were injured and one man was arrested. A number of homes and businesses were damaged. Police said the violence happened after a protest in Ballymena town centre linked to an alleged sexual assault. Our correspondent, Conor McAuley, is there now and he joins us. Conor, remind us about what happened last night.
Good afternoon, Cian. Well, as you said out in the introduction there, effectively what happened was there was a vigil held in Ballymena last night for a young teenage girl who'd been the victim of an alleged sexual assault at the weekend. Two 14-year-old boys appeared in court yesterday accused of attempted rape. Now, the vigil at the outset was peaceful, we're told, but some masked individuals peeled away from it to a nearby street where they began attacking homes, setting up barricades, breaking windows, that kind of thing. Four homes were damaged by fire. A couple of those houses, and I've been to the street earlier today, have been pretty badly damaged. People aren't going to be moving back into those any time soon. Most of the homes targeted belong to members of the Roma community, but some other people's homes were also caught up in the disorder, and some of them I was speaking to today are also making the decision to move out today. They say they just can't stay because of the threat that perhaps something else might happen in the days ahead.
The PSNI held a press conference a short time ago. What was it saying?
Well, that was Assistant Chief Constable Ryan Henderson. He was effectively going through the facts of what happened last night. 15 officers were injured. He said there was sustained disorder lasting for several hours. In fact, it was so sustained at one stage that a plastic baton round was fired and one person was struck. Now, what the police are saying is that they're investigating the attacks on homes as racially motivated hate crimes. Mr. Henderson said there appeared to be some degree of pre-planning for trouble, you know, in the fact that people who were involved in violence had ammunition, be that masonry, petrol bombs, that kind of thing to hand. He described it as racist thuggery, pure and simple, and he said that they would now be working in the days ahead, working off social media content, videos, that kind of thing, to try and identify the perpetrators. There was one arrest last night for disorderly behaviour, but he said that people should expect more in the days ahead. He also said the police were now engaging with the Roma community and asked anyone involved in the overnight violence to really take a long, hard look at themselves.
And what's the situation there now?
Well, it was very tense last night. People may perhaps have seen some of the social media content that was doing the rounds on X and other social media platforms last night. I have to say a lot of that social media stuff was being amplified by figures, for example, like Tommy Robinson, who's a well-known figure on the British far right. So that kind of material was getting a lot of traction last night. The street and most of the trouble was concentrated in really in a single street. That was pretty quiet today. Some of the Roma families targeted have lived there peacefully for up to a decade, but some of them were at least temporarily moving out today. And a Stormont minister who happened to be in Ballymena at another event came down to the scene today and he said, look, people can have legitimate concerns about immigration and some of the issues that that throws up, but last night was definitely not the way to address them.
Conor McAuley, thank you.